What's going on, everybody? It's your host, Peter J. Fisher, back from a long, long hiatus. Starting this new series called Commuting with Friends. And basically what this is, it's going to be a series of myself talking and maybe sometimes ranting about things that may go on through my head throughout the day at work, and I'm gonna talk about that on my commute home. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm commuting home, man. One thing that I don't know why, maybe somebody's supposed to hear this, and I know, you know, the thought being so repetitive and rampant in my mind today is because I need it myself. You know, anything that I share is either something I've been through, going through, and it's probably a lesson in it with for myself. Because believe it or not, like, I actually listen to my podcast at later times just to kind of see what my mind was at that time. So I'm pretty sure I'll play this back one day and be like, yeah, that's pertinent. But anyway, today's topic is about owning it. You know, you gotta own it. And a better, more I guess politically correct way to say that is taking accountability. You know, we live in a society where accountability is almost non-existent. You know, I just sometimes it is almost sickening, but then it's like you can't be too sick because we're all guilty of it at some point. Like, I know there's times when I have to think back on a situation and be like, man, that was a lot of that, if not all of that, was my fault. And it's like, you know, I guess they say better late than never, but you want to be able to take accountability of your actions as soon as possible, not for other parties involved, but for yourself, so you can move on and be a better person. See, lack of accountability usually leads to a downward spiral of character flaws that you're going to inhabit and inherit. You know, this is off the rip. This is off the cuff. So there's going to be some typos. Not typos. I'm not typing. There's going to be some errors in this thing, but, you know, so it's going to be a lot of character flaws that you're going to inhabit and inherit throughout time if you continue to resist accountability. Accountability is key to growth and maturation. For instance, let me throw an example. Let me throw a personal example out there for you guys. Because like I said, I am not perfect. And I will never be a talking head on any platform trying to give advice like I'm the go-to for advice. I'm just a guy talking out his experiences, trying to learn from them myself, as well as maybe help somebody else learn something so they don't make the same mistakes. But if you got to make them, you got to make them. Like, because we all have to make mistakes to learn from them. But maybe if you have to make that mistake, maybe it won't be as bad because you heard this story. I don't know. But let me use myself as an example. You see, I have a daily routine, and it works for me. Basically, I try to get in bed as soon as I can. You know, some days are gonna be better than others. That's just life, right? And then some days you do have to make spontaneous choices to do something different to, you know, keep other facets of your life satisfied. You know, if you're married, if you have kids, if you're dating, whatever the case is, like, life is not all about you, but it should be primarily about you. And that's one thing about society that we live in, especially the Western world, and especially for men. It's like men are taught that if you try to make yourself the primary source of your energy, you're a bad person. You're an egotist. Toxic masculinity. That's not the topic for today. That could be another commuting with friends rant. But right now we're talking about accountability. So, now, speaking of being spontaneous and doing things, see, spontaneity is just that. It's like once in a while. It's like, yeah, it's something that you do just to break the monotony. I got into a habit one time not too long ago. I did fall victim of that C word. Not the major C that everybody, you know, hates. We hate that word. But little C, the one that's trying to creep up there. What major C, you know? And, you know, just to give y'all some more clarity, I'm talking about the C with the O, not the C with the A. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, everything got thrown off. Because I, you know, you had to battle with that for about a week. And everything got thrown off. Sleep got thrown off. A lot of habits got thrown off. And because my whole house got it at the same time, we all spent a whole week together. So, you know, things are good. Not good. Not great. Because three out of four of us, my oldest son, you know, was lucky. He had it. He tested for it, but he was asymptomatic. But three out of four of us was dealing with it, you know. But in the midst of that, it took something like that for a lot of family time and bonding to happen. You know what's crazy? As crazy as that sounds, it took something like that for a lot of bonding and family time to happen, especially with my wife and myself. Because we work so much and we got a lot of things going on. We didn't spend a lot of time with each other. Not as much as we should. Kind of like passing ships. And that felt good. So after, I started making choices that weren't conducive to me. Like, my routine is waking up between 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the morning. So I actually work out twice a day. So it's not that I'm like some type of super crazy workout fanatic. Basically what it is instead of working out for like an hour and a half straight, I work out for like 45 minutes in the morning and 45 minutes in the evening, roughly. So I just split my workout into two. I'm not doing like two full sessions. But I mean, that's relative. Somebody might see my workouts and be like, oh no, that's two full sessions. Nah, but for me, it's not two full sessions. So anyway, I digress. So I wake up between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. Now, for me, I function well with at least a minimum of 5 hours of sleep. I would love to get more if I could. But see, when I work Thursday through Monday. So when I work, especially during the weekdays, I get off at 6 o'clock. So by the time I get home, it's about, you can meet with me right now. By the time I get home, it's about 20 to 25 minutes, depending on traffic. So now I'm getting home, it's 6:30, 6:35, right? I split my workouts in half, right? So I got to go do my second workout. I come home. My dinner is already prepped. I meal prep, so I'm not cooking from scratch. So my dinner's already prepped. I have to warm it up. In the midst of doing that, I get my clothes ready for the next day at work. I get my boys' clothes ready so that my wife doesn't have to do a whole bunch because she has to work too, right? And sometimes I fall into the trap of feeling obligated after I do all that, even if I'm exhausted, staying up a little bit later to watch TV with my wife so I can spend time with her. Because, like I said, like before the CEO, we never really got to spend time with each other. And then, like I just said, like 2 or 3 minutes ago, in this society, this Western society, as a man, if you put yourself first or your needs first, then you get labeled. And I'm at a point now where I'm 37. I'll be 38 in the latter part of this year. And, like, I'm over the stigmatisms. I don't care what the dogma and the stigmas are no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you only get to live once. And I'm trying to live my best life. And I would love for my wife to live her best life and for my kids, too. But in order to do that, the kids can't really do it yet. They too young. But when they get older, in order to do that, you have to start making yourself your primary resource, your primary energy source. Because nobody else is going to do that for you. And then you're going to, then when you find out nobody else is going to do it for you, then you want to sit around and be mad at the world. But you're mad at the wrong people. There's only one person you need to be mad at. It's the person in the mirror. You see, that's where ownership and accountability come into play. Now, I could stay up until 10, 11 o'clock, only get like 4 hours of sleep, or less, drowsy, cranky, go to my workout, go to work cranky, and I'll be like, oh man, you see, because I stayed up with my wife. See, right there, saying some stuff like that, right there, is trying to pass off the ownership. It's trying to negate the blame that needs to go inward and try to pass it off. And that's nonsense. It's not my wife's fault. Never once, anytime that I've ever stayed up to watch TV with my wife, because of my own insecurities, thinking that if I said no, I need to go to bed, she's going to be upset or this, that, and the third, right? And if she is, like, unfortunately, that has to be what it's going to be sometimes. And it's hard as a husband or as a man to know those thoughts and think those thoughts and put them into action, because that's not the way we were taught to operate in this world, right? But a wise person told me once that you cannot be good for anyone else if you're not being good for yourself or to yourself. So you have to keep that in mind. And never once has my wife ever asked or demanded me to stay up to watch TV with her. Anytime that I've done that, I feel confident in saying that she's never asked or demanded me to do that. Anytime I've ever done it was because of my own thoughts and insecurities. You see? And just having this conversation with y'all right now, it's freeing. That's so freeing to me to say that, because I knew it, but to say it and put it on record is freedom, you know? Because now I know that I have a choice now. You see, before, if you don't put something out there, if you don't put these words out in the universe, then it's almost like you could keep living with the excuse that you don't have a choice. You don't have freedom of choice. So unfortunately, the way things are, I can't change them. I wish I could, but I can't. But when you start to put your, see, my scenario is not going to be your scenario. You have to fill in the blank and put your scenario in there. You see, whatever it is, it could be something small. It don't have to be nothing major. It could be something small, like, you know, maybe you're trying to go on a diet. Maybe you're trying to save money. It's whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. But you're always putting it off on somebody else or something else. Figure out what it is. Figure out what you're not doing to make it right, and start making the choice to do what you got to do to fulfill what it is you're trying to fulfill. That's it. It's that simple. But see, it's not that simple, because the longer that you keep it inside and not put it out there, and look, you don't have to make a podcast. You don't have to call nobody. You don't even have to tell anybody else. You could be talking to yourself, but as long as you say it out loud, the reason why I can't save money is not my sister's fault. It's because I keep spending money on the food. You know, the reason why I can't lose weight, it's not my mom's fault for making the food. It's because I keep putting the food in my mouth. You see what I'm saying? Just say it out loud. Say it out loud to yourself, you know? And eventually, the more you say it out loud to yourself, the more you're going to be like, I do have a choice. You see, having choices is also a part of ownership. You see, you got a choice, you make the choice, and you own it, right? If you make the right choice, you own that. If you make the wrong choice, you own that. It's accountability, you know? We live in a world right now where people don't even want to take accountability for the right stuff. They might make the right decisions and still are scared to take accountability because we were taught that that's being egotistic. Oh, don't take credit. Don't take accountability for being right. That's too braggadocious. Like, what? Like, what kind of world are we living in right now? Like, you can't be right. You can't be wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, what can you be? I guess you could be alive, but can you really be alive? Are you really alive if you can't be right or you can't be wrong? You can't think. You can't make your own choices. You can't be masculine. You can't be feminine. You can't be this. You can't be that. Are you really alive? I don't know. I mean, it's the question. Are you really alive? I don't know, but I'm rambling now. I've been rambling the whole time, but like I said, this is I'm talking to y'all because I'm in the car by myself, and most of the time, these thoughts that y'all gonna be hearing, it's thoughts I be saying to myself. I figure, shoot, man, I might as well share this with somebody. Somebody gonna want it or need it or use it, you know. I'm talking to myself in the air, and they ain't helping nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all enjoyed this first segment of Commuting with Friends. If you did like it, I don't know, like, how you like stuff on these podcast channels and whatnot, but if you subscribe to my podcast, because then you'll get notified when I drop new episodes, and share my podcast somebody else might need it or like to hear it. And I guess that's the best way to support. And until next time, drive safe.